Alison will now introduce our second set of stories from the evening news.
There was a lot of business news this week. A family-run joinery firm in Horsford is liquidating. An award-winning local telecoms firm is fighting scammers. A local aviation training centre is losing up to £500,000 a year. An upcycling emporium is opening in Magdalen Street, and there are fears of traffic chaos when a new McDonald's opens not far from Chatterbox headquarters. Phil will get us down to business.
A family-run Norfolk joinery firm has entered liquidation after half a century in business. Pronto Joinery Limited in Horsford, just outside Norwich, has ceased trading due to rising costs and reduced profit margins. The company employed 31 people, and the decision to liquidate the business was also influenced by its owner's desire to retire. Pronto Joinery was run by Peter and Judith Scott, and their two sons, Adrian and Neil. It had built a solid reputation over the last 50 years, providing wooden replacement windows and doors and a range of bespoke joinery and woodworking services. Pronto Joinery's assets will be sold at auction next month.
An award-winning company with a Norwich base that offers robust protection against scam calls has hit the national spotlight. Leading the fight against scammers in the area, local telecoms firm Phonely has featured on BBC's Crime Watch Live. Kelly Ball from the company's Lowestoft office sat alongside Rav Wilding on the set of the popular BBC One crime prevention show. The segment highlighted Phonely's technology, which includes its digital voice landline service and Who Called Me page that is helping thousands of people identify and block scam calls daily.
A £12 million centre designed to train the next generation of aircraft engineers is losing a council-owned company up to £500,000 every year, it's been revealed. The International Aviation Academy Norwich opened in a former 1930s hangar close to Norwich Airport amid much optimism in 2017. Owned by Norse Group, a company which belongs to Norfolk County Council, City College, Norwich and KLM provide aviation industry training in the centre. But senior Norse officials have revealed the centre is losing the company between £300,000 to £500,000 every year. And Norse has written down the centre's value, an accountancy term which reflects an asset's declining worth by £7.5 million. The situation was discussed at a meeting of Norfolk County Council's cross-party scrutiny committee, where councillors quizzed Dr. Andy Wood, Norse Group's chairman. He said, "The Aviation Academy has been incurring losses for many years. It was a great idea 10 to 15 years ago, but never really fulfilled its promise, and that is costing Norse between £300,000 to £500,000 a year."
Trash promises to be Norwich's upcycling emporium when it launches in Magdalen Street in April, bringing together two designers with a passion for recycled clothing. Owners Grace and Katri have teased the shop on social media, where sneak peeks of the upcoming space have appeared. "We're absolutely blown away by the support and interest we've already got since we announced Trash," the pair said in a joint statement. Grace is a textile and mixed media artist making one-of-a-kind pieces of wearable art and accessories. Katri is an upcycling designer and dressmaker. She creates one-off articles out of recycled bike inner tubes and pre-loved textiles. "Last December, we did a pop-up shop which went really well, and we were already dreaming about having our own studio and shop, so here we are doing it," they added. The duo are currently fitting out the inside of 19 Magdalen Street, formerly Surplus Trading, with stock and a new lick of paint ahead of the April the 23rd opening.
Fears have been raised that the approval of a new McDonald's in a busy city retail park will cause traffic chaos. Senior councillors and anti-car campaigners have highlighted concerns that the new restaurant in Riverside Retail Park will cause havoc in the already congested surrounding roads. It will be the 11th McDonald's in the city. Norwich City Council has approved plans, which were initially submitted in January, for new signage and an overhaul of the former Poundland store. It's understood that the site will house only a restaurant, as no plans were put forward for a drive-through. McDonald's confirmed in a previous release that construction on site will begin in the late spring or early summer, with a view to opening by late autumn.